We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Whether you like it or not, the offseason is about projecting for the upcoming year ahead and who might be the next player that took that leap, or who might be that next team that takes that leap. And CBS Sports SIP is trying to project who the next Kenny Pickett is. And that means a quarterback that was average that went to great and elite, as Kenny Pickett was a Heisman finalist, did not win the Heisman, but was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
To the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It looks like he's going to be their starter, right?
I know. Too early to say that, for
is
sure.
Is it?
Well, I mean, we'll see what Mason Rudolph is going to say in the conversation.
Okay.
But I think right now, Mason Rudolph's the favorite.
Oh. I thought I would have said Pickett is the favorite.
I think Mason's probably the favorite for this year. Now, okay. I could be wrong, but there is a leap from college to the NFL that some people just aren't ready for. Yep. Maybe he's ready.
It's true. You're right.
But there were surprises he went in the first round still, especially that early to Pittsburgh. All right, CBS Sports, it puts five players that could be the next Kenny Pickett and take that big leap. And two of these quarterbacks, SIP, are from the Big Ten. The list is this: Keaton Slovis at Pitt.
Okay.
Sam Hartman at Wake Forest.
Okay.
Spencer Sanders, who you like, at Oklahoma State.
I do like Spencer
Sanders. And then here's two Big Ten names that CBS Sports believes could be take a Kenny Pickett-type leap to maybe the first round. Sean Clifford at Penn State and Tanner Morgan at Minnesota. Any thoughts on those in terms of being potentially Kenny Pickett-type leaps for either of those quarterbacks?
Well, I think you have strong opinions on Clifford, and I'd say my stronger opinions are on Morgan. I just don't. I hate to do this. I don't like pouring cold water on young men. But I don't see it with Morgan. Now, you know what happened in 2019.
Yes.
Magic.
Great year.
Yeah, magic happened in Minneapolis.
But look who he was throwing to, though.
Tyler Johnson.
For fifth round pick.
And who was the other
Rashad
dude?
Bateman. Yeah, first Bateman. Round pick.
And that
Rashad
year,
Bateman.
That year, the magic led to 30 TD passes for Morgan and only 7 picks. Since then, 30 TD passes and 7 picks in 2019 for Tanner Morgan.
Okay.
Since then, 17 touchdown passes, 14 interceptions. In
2020? Or that's over the last 2 years?
Over the last 2 years.
17 touchdowns the last 2 years?
That's it.
Oh,
14 picks.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, last year. Okay, let's go to 2021.
Yeah, please do.
His completion percentage was, give him a C minus, 59.6. Threw for 2,044 yards, 10 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Okay, that's not, I saw him. It's not just a stat thing. Stats can be misleading. The freak yesterday had 29 points, 20 rebounds, 9 assists. He didn't play that well. I'm not a stats guy. If you look at Giannis's numbers yesterday, they were great. I watched the game. He wasn't great. He was not great. He was bad in the third quarter, okay? So stats can lie. Now, they didn't lie in 2019 with Tanner Morgan. I watched that.
He had elite
talents
around
him.
Yeah.
I bet you watched 4 or 5 games.
Well, think about it. It wasn't just the receivers. He had Smith and Brooks at running back, too.
Yeah, and a big
guy. And Ibrahim was there, I think, too.
Yeah, Abraham was a young guy then. They had dudes.
They were stacked.
They had dudes. But he orchestrated the offense well. I watched a lot of Tanner Morgan. I've watched a lot of Tanner Morgan since. I don't think he looks like a Pickett.
Yeah. Here's what they say on CBS. And I'll get to Sean Clifford in a second. Here's what CBS Sports says about Tanner Morgan in terms of why he is
okay.
It mentioned that in 2019, Morgan threw for 3,200 yards, 30 touchdowns, and averaged 10.2 yards per attempt, and the Gophers were number 10 in the AP Top 25. They were listing him as a way too early first-round pick in 2021. Then it all fell apart. Minnesota OC Kirk Soraka left for Penn State. Johnson left for the NFL, and then COVID hurt the depth chart in 2020. 2021 also wasn't very good, but it says Morgan's completion rate of 59% was an improvement on 2020, and now Soroka has returned to Minnesota with the same offense that Morgan had success in during the 2019 season. So they believe the return of Kirk Soroka is what's going to make Morgan get back to that 2019
level.
Pretty
simple offense. I mean, it's a lot of slant routes. I don't know. We'll just have to see.
I'm with you. I don't buy that. The other one, again, Sean Clifford, Penn State. Here's his stats. And his stats are respectable here the last 3 years. I think I get caught up in the notion, Sip, that when he was terrible against Nebraska in that COVID year, 2020,
Will Levis pulled.
Now is the number one overall pick, apparently, for next year, Will Levis, backup at that time at
projected
Penn State.
Projected by CBS Sports writer, whatever his name is.
Sean Clifford last year was not bad. 21 touchdowns, 8 picks, 3,100 yards passing, and he was 61% completion.
Not bad.
2020, the COVID year, he had issues. Still, not horrible stats. 16 touchdowns, 9 picks, 60% completion. 2019, 23 touchdowns, 7 picks, 59% completion, and then 2,600 yards. So, I mean, the numbers are respectable, but I still wonder, with him, do the stats lie about his potential?
Okay, we both did that thing where we reeled off a bunch of stats. You got to trust your eyes a little bit.
Which of those two do you have more belief in that could be an NFL quarterback?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now. I just don't see it. I don't see either of them becoming picked.
I just don't see it.
I've watched them a lot. I watched Penn State against Illinois the entire game. Remember that Penn State Illinois went like 17 overtimes?
Yep. Nine overtimes.
Yeah, 9 overtimes. He's good. He's a good college player. I'm not saying they're not. These are good college players. I mean, there's no disparagement here. I mean, I'm just saying I don't see him as first round picks. That's all I'm saying.
That big leap at least.
Yeah, I don't see that. I just don't see it.
Well, again,
Morgan's 6'2", 215. He's got the requisite size. Not a big arm. Not particularly athletic. I'm not saying Pickett is either. Again, we're measuring him against this standard of guys who could take a big rise and be a first-round pick. No, I don't see it. I just don't see it either of them. Clifford's smallish. He is smallish. I don't know what they list him as.
Oh, I get
that. He's not a big guy.
He is at 6'2", 219.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that.
He's a senior, of course. 6'2",
219.
Okay,
well, that's not bad size if that's right.
Penn State.
If that's right, I would have guessed 6'1", 6 foot. Doesn't matter.
6'2", per ESPN.com.
Now, you mentioned Spencer Sanders, too. For some reason, I've seen a lot of him. I like Gundy's program. I've watched him at least twice. He isn't very big, so I'm a little – well, Pickett's not all that big either. They list Spencer Sanders at 6'1", 205. Now, he's smallish, but he definitely has a strong arm. His completion percentage has been good for 3 years, 62% passer for 3 years, Jake. But, I mean, his TD to interception ratio in 3 years is 50-31. He's thrown 31 picks. That's a lot of picks.
Gunslinger, baby.
He is.
Gunslinger.
He is a gunslinger. He is. I don't dislike him. Of those guys we talked about, I'd almost say Sanders would have the best chance. I think he has the most raw talent of any of those guys. I do. I think Spencer Sanders of those guys. Now, I'm not familiar. I haven't watched a lot of Keydon Slovis.
I'm curious about him.
Or Sam Hartman.
Yeah. Both those guys. I mean, Hartman's been pretty good so far at Wake Forest.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
33 touchdowns, 15 picks his first 3 seasons. And then last year he had 39 touchdowns and 14 picks. He had 39 touchdowns last year.
The stats, Sam Hartman. I don't know. We can talk. I think both of us with some degree of credibility about Morgan and Clifford because we've seen him so much. And I just don't. I watch. Hey, Jake, for instance, I watched the entire Minnesota Iowa game. Last year. I did. I was very interested
in that.
Yeah, I was very interested in that game in Iowa City. And I watched Morgan. He's just he's okay.
Is there anybody
He's okay.
Okay, is there anybody out there that's not on that list that you think maybe could could be considered.
Well,
hey,
I'm ripping through the names.
The Big Ten West, I mean, I guess your best chance is Aiden O'Connell, maybe?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning
that's probably
Aiden
it, right? Because it's not Graham Mertz. It's not Petras at Iowa.
No, it's not.
Casey Thompson, we'll see at Nebraska. Yeah. I'm not going to put him there right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him there right now.
Illinois, I don't even know.
No, I don't know
Illinois. Who's their quarterback? Minnesota, I mean, I don't know. I would put O'Connell above Morgan, wouldn't you?
Pretty close.
In terms of potential NFL player?
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah. I'd say they're, yeah, I'd like to see.
And the Northwestern doesn't have a quarterback, so.
I'd like to, yeah, they, yeah.
Yeah. No, is that, were you surprised I said that?
Yes.
Are you surprised I said that right now?
That was slightly demeaning about your all-time favorite program. My God.
In the East, Stroud, of course, he's already expected to be a first-round pick.
There's one in there. That kid at Maryland you wonder about.
Yeah,
right?
Talia Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
The brother of Tua.
Big-time arm talent. Surprised.
You wouldn't put Vedrill there at Rutgers as a first-round pick.
No. No,
I'm just mentioning the premises here.
Yeah. I can't put Tyler
Michigan
there.
State Peyton. I don't think Thorin is a first round type of player.
I don't think so. I haven't seen enough of him. Probably.
And then at Michigan it's either McNamara or McCarthy.
Nope.
I don't think those right now could be seen as guys that are first round.
I don't even think McCarthy would play quarterback. I mean, maybe he looks like a speed guy to me, like someone you might convert to a receiver.
I think they want him to be quarterback.
Really? McCarthy?
Yeah. Yep. He's a five-star.
McNamara? No, I haven't. I don't see that.
No.
I don't see that.
He's fine. I don't see a first-round pick there.
O'Connell, I'd like to see a little bit more of before I put
that's,
him.
That's the... Oh, and then the problem with him is that, you know, David Bell's gone. You don't have Rondale Moore. You don't have David
You know who
Bell.
Else is gone? You know who's academically ineligible? Milton Wright.
Is that right?
Gone this weekend.
Is Anthrop still there or not?
No, I don't think so. He's been there for 12 years.
Well, he was there last year, according to touchdown against
Nebraska. He's been there since you were in college.
whoa, he's 31?
Yeah.
Hello.
No, they lost Milton Wright this weekend, academically ineligible. That's their leading returning receiver.
That's tough. And if David Bell gone to the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, they took a shot this
weekend. So we'll see how good is Aiden O'Connell without. I mean, maybe they get some guy in the portal, but they've took a serious hit at receiver with those losses there.
Yeah, and you saw O'Connell against Nebraska, and I thought he looked pretty good last year. But I've just seen him a limited amount. I've seen Clifford a lot and Morgan a lot, and I don't see a first round jump. I'm not saying they're bad guys. They're bad quarterbacks. But, man, we're talking about going in the first round in a very, very – it's got to be a good quarterback
right.
draft.
Yes.
It is. It's probably six in the
which
first
round.
They're talking six in the first round
which
right
means
now.
That some teams might reach then at that point if there's that many guys. They missed their one. Okay, we got to get a quarterback in the first round.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Well, we both agree that Sean Clifford and Tanner Morgan are – questionable choices to be the next Kenny Pickett.
I don't see it with them. Spencer Sanders, of those guys, of those three that we talked about mainly, I'd say Spencer Sanders has the best chance.
Watch out for Sam Hartman. Sam Hartman's good.
Okay.
39 touchdowns last season.
That's good.
It's incredible.
That's good.
I didn't know that.
39.
39 a season.
Well, they were an offensive machine.
They were. That'd be fun. Song of the Day is next, as well as a golf course review. On early break on the ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.